tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official Weed Podcast. Welcome back. Week four, Mike.
Week four, man.
We're back again. I'm KZ, the greatest prognosticator, self-proclaimed greatest prognosticator in the game, and I'm here with Mike, the fantasy killer, Miller, who's always on a bye week. How you doing, Mike? How was your week three?
My week three was phenomenal. Won a bunch of money in DFS. That if cheese asks, I'm not playing.
I heard he won't go anything over $5.
He said $5 is his limit.
See, I can't. Then you know what, cheese? I know you listen. Stop telling me about your Uber case if you won't bet over $5 with your friends.
I mean, I didn't set up a $25,000 head to head. It was a $20 head to head. It's $20.
How about just make it one beer? That's a
Unfortunately, DraftKings didn't have a beer option there.
Oh, it doesn't?
No. I'll suggest it in the app.
I'll try. Obviously, we'll start with the week three review. We'll start with Thursday night when we were here. The Rams just kicked the shit out of the Niners for the first half of that game, and then the Niners came back big time.
Ended up being a phenomenal game.
Yeah. You were a big Gurley owner. You own a lot of stock in Gurley.
I got a lot of shares of Gurley. Yeah. I got a Hyde share. So it was a profitable night for me.
I look back. I had a little bit of a Garcon, and he had a tremendous
10,
like catching
10 and 140.
It. Yeah. So yeah. Without a touchdown, the boy put up.
It's about as good as you can get without a TD. Yeah.
Could use a TD. Brian Hoyer, I'm just telling you. You know, I mean, you don't have to give all your touchdowns to other people. I don't know who scored other than Hyde.
They ran like a play action to Garrett Selleck or something on the one.
See, that needs to get out of the playbook.
I agree. They should have handed it off to Hyde again.
That helps nobody. It helps nobody in fantasy, we're here to help people in fantasy. And was it Gary Selleck?
Kyle Shanahan just doesn't give a fuck.
I'm not a fan about that. Speaking of him, do you think you think he's gonna get his boy next year, Kirk Cousins? Do you think he's out of town?
I do think he's out of town, and San Fran seems as logical a spot as anywhere else. I mean,
Brian Hoyer is clearly a stopgap. They didn't draft Trubisky or another quarterback.
He's barely a stopgap. Like,
well, he's a stopgap in the sense, well, he'll lose you. He's
a stopgap like McCown's a stopgap. He's just like someone to throw out there until we hope we get someone better eventually.
Well, I mean, someone has to play the position. You know? You can't just throw out anybody.
I think of like a stopgap. I think of like Glennon, who's like keeping the seat warm until one of these young guys takes over. I mean, San Fran does have this CJ Berthard or someone, but he was like a fifth round pick.
Bro, I didn't heard of the dude. Yeah. Like, you know, this was a deep quarterback class too. There was like about four or five guys that went in the first two rounds.
Yeah, I'll bet you he gets in the game at some point this year if they're out of it, just before they go into the draft next year, just to see if by some chance they have something with this kid.
Bro, they are for sure going to the draft next. I don't care what this kid has. He's not Brett Favre coming off the bench here and going to light you up for the the Hall of Famer. This guy sucks, I'm assuming. I don't know. I've never seen him.
He probably sucks, but Hoyer's awful, so he can't be that much worse.
He's old too, isn't he?
I honestly couldn't tell you. You could tell me Hoyer was 25 or 35, and I'd be like, sure.
I want to say Brian Hoyer's been around. And this is official, unofficially. Brian Hoyer's been around for at least 10 years in the NFL. He's a 10-year vet. You can write that down. So going on to this game here, we basically the spread was 2.5, and looks like the Rams were going to cover that, and we both picked the Niners, but they ended up coming back and beating that. They only lost by 2. We ended up both covering that particular game.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Garbage time. Yeah, backdoor cover. I'll take it.
Yeah, so going forward, now the Rams beat the two teams that's supposed to beat. They lost to the one like good team. But what do you think of the Rams now through three games into the season?
I think it's an incomplete grade. The offense has looked okay at times and great at times, but like you said, they haven't played a great level of competition, and their defense has been spotty.
That division seems winnable though. They don't have anybody.
That division is super winnable.
The Seahawks aren't the same Seahawks.
No, I agree with you.
The Niners, they're going to be at the bottom of that division.
9 wins, you could win that division.
8 wins might win that division. Because the Seattle has so many problems on the O-line, and their running back situation is a mess. Their defense is getting a little bit old. I mean, they're not the same team.
No.
And then who's the last people in that division? The Cardinals are shot. They look pretty shot. But then, you know, they're week to week, though, because Fitzgerald and Palmer look great this week.
Fair shot.
All right, so let's go to Sunday morning. We all love to get up at 9:30 and see an England game.
I was up at 6 a.m. I didn't watch a minute of this game, though.
I did not. I just kept saying to myself, damn, I should have started Blake Bortles in my one league. I had no idea. He ended up lighting up the Baltimore Ravens. Apparently, Yonda was a huge loss. They were terrible.
Who the fuck saw this coming?
Saxonville's back.
Saxonville is back. The Ravens defense just got torched by fucking Bortles.
I want to say that the Saxonville Jaguars are the ultimate feast or famine team so far in the NFL.
I think you just got to only play them on like odd weeks.
Well, through week three, that's for sure, because week two, they got slapped. Yeah. Baltimore, they look bad, man. They came back down to earth real quick.
Yeah, they didn't get their visas or whatever, and they left the country. Like, what the fuck was that?
They didn't run wild. Joe Flacco, I think, completed like 25 yards passing or something like that.
He had 28 yards passing in that game, which I haven't checked, but that has to be some sort of record. I mean, that's fucking incredible.
It's gonna be. I want to say it's a record for a guy who started and ended the game.
He didn't end the game. They brought it in some other Ryan Mallett or some garbage guy, and because he threw the touchdown at the end to the tight end Watson.
That's pretty impressive, though, because considering the NFL with so many dink and dunk, especially they do with the dink and dunk passes to tight ends fullbacks. You gotta imagine.
Flacco completed like 5 passes, and not one of them was more than 5 yards past the line of scrimmage.
That's a rough day. Saxonville's back big time.
It's unbelievable.
We ended up both picking Baltimore.
Oh, I'm sure. I thought Baltimore was gonna fucking trash them. What was that? 7-10 point spread?
4 points. Jacksonville shut us up.
Oh my god.
Shut us up big time. Because I was anti-Jacksonville last week. They killed me on all types of ways. Completely
agree. Baltimore looked like they were an elite defense coming into this week.
You know what? This is a season is so except for Kareem Hunt, this season is so up and down. Yeah. It's hard to tell. But yeah, Baltimore, you're now 2-1. You don't look too hot no more. Going to another team that doesn't look too hot right now. The Denver Broncos at the Buffalo Bills. And you called this last week. You were like, the point spread. Like, how's the Bills getting? You know,
it's only 3 points.
Yeah, it's only
too
3
low.
Points. Yeah, it's too low. They're going again. Another West Coast team going to the East Coast. For an early game, Denver Broncos ended up getting beat up by the Bills, man. Well, Charles Clay, is he a starting tight end?
Absolutely. I really do think he is. To be fair, most tight ends outside the top 3 or 4 are just absolute garbage, so it's like not a huge bar there.
He's like a tight end 11,
but
tight end 12.
Yeah, he's currently like tight end 3 or 4, but I do think given the lack of weapons in that offense, he probably is a startable tight end all year. Congrats, Cheese, you found a tight end.
Yeah, he looks like he's usable. That rest of that team, their wide receivers are just trashy because they got rid of the one guy Tyrod Taylor could throw to, and now the rest of these guys are slot guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I refuse to believe Zay Jones or Jordan Matthews are this bad. It's just this is an awful fit schematically.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor wants to just toss the ball deep. These guys are like looking for that ball on a slant route.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
timing.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're never gonna be like Jordy and Nelson downfield just wide open. So I mean, it's gonna be rough for Tyrod Taylor. Do you think he's out of town this year?
They've been trying to get rid of him for years, despite him being pretty good. I think he's gone.
If I'm him, I try to get out. I try to go to Houston, maybe.
I think they like this Nathan Peterman kid they drafted, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I would go.
Find a job.
Yeah, for sure. The Niners they need a better up. Yeah. The Jets he's better than anyone they got. He'll find a job for sure. Unless he starts kneeling, then I can't speak. I can't speak for him getting a job then.
That could put him over the edge.
But yeah, you picked the Bills and I picked the Broncos, so that was Gab's good on you. But let's go to the next game of the week. I think this is a huge upset. Was the Bears over the Steelers? They just won outright in a wild game where I think Glennon passed for like he had something like 5 completions or something like that and won the game.
The Bears receivers on the year have like 6 catches, I think, like combined.
Well, who's even out there? Is Kendall Wright?
I guess it's Kendall Wright, and I honestly don't even know who else is out there.
They cut Victor. I can't see how Victor Cruz isn't better than these guys are throwing out there.
I don't know. I saw a stat today that Tariq Cohen or Jordan Howard have touched the ball on 67% of the Bears' possessions.
I believe it.
It's actually it's real news, but it's
week,
fucking incredible.
Each week, both of them are RB2, bro. Yeah. Each week, and there's not a person else on the Bears you'd even want on your roster. No. There's Zach Miller. He's done nothing pretty much. The receivers done nothing. They just got kind of trash. Their defense is pretty good though.
It's been better than you would think it would be. Their D line especially has been okay. The cornerbacks have not been great, but yeah. I couldn't name a single person after Peanut Tillman went to join the FBI. I can't name a single person on the defense. So.
Yeah, man. But again, this is, I thought, a huge upset over
here. I think it actually says more about the Steelers, who struggled to beat Cleveland and lost another game. I don't know. Steelers have looked like complete trash.
You mentioned it, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, that they're not giving the Le'Veon Ball in the passing game. Do you think that's the thing that's killing him a little bit?
I can't imagine it's something that simple because they probably would have done something to fix it. I don't know. This team has so many goddamn weapons on offense, and like they just are not playing well. I gotta assume it starts with Roethlisberger. I haven't watched enough of their games to have any idea what the hell's going on, but they look just awful.
Yeah, no, their box score is not looking too hot. No. They barely got by Cleveland. Who you were on the Cleveland train? I would get off of it because they lose again here outright. They were getting a point and a half. Or the Colts were getting the Colts.
No, I picked this game right though.
Yeah,
if you recall,
you picked it right. I was on the Colts.
If you recall, I said I love Cleveland. I'm on the Cleveland bandwagon. There's no way in hell I could ever possibly lay points with Cleveland on the road. Yeah. That's just fucking insanity.
So the Colts beat them outright. I know Brisket looked pretty good.
He's looked good now in two starts. Quarterback controversy?
They have millions and millions of dollars invested in Luck. Luck's like
they're going to trade him and they're going to build the franchise around Brisket.
I mean, you might as well. But Luck's he's been hurt the last 2 years, man.
If Indy comes in the offseason and offers the Jets Luck for the 104 or whatever, whatever the Jets overall
Jets take that.
Pick is.
Yeah, I take that. Looks like
you take Luck.
Yeah,
because you know what would happen if the Jets do that.
He's hurt forever.
His shoulder is permanently fucked, and he's getting paid $15 million a year. And the Jets are just like
he's got the Mark Pryor shoulder.
Yeah, like he's just he's damaged goods if the Jets make that trade.
Especially the Jets. The Jets would suit him up, sell a ton of jerseys. The Jets would be hyped. Then week 8, they'd just be like, "When's this guy gonna play, man? He sucks." The Browns lose outright at home. In Indianapolis. I got that wrong. You got that right. Moving to Carolina Panthers looked real bad against New Orleans, man. In Carolina,
they actually just looked as bad as they've looked all year. They have no business having their record.
No,
we talked about it.
They
last
were 2-0.
Fucking awful. Yeah,
they finally got. I think that the Saints just had a rough first 2 weeks. Their matchups were Minnesota, who's really good this year, actually.
New England,
which is by far the best team in the NFL. So I don't think
that Saints offense has looked right.
Well, again, the Carolina Panthers got a good defense.
Yeah, that's true.
I think New Orleans is once they start to get to play the more scrubbier teams like I guess like Tampa Bay doesn't have a good defense and like those teams they're gonna start firing up a little bit. But they had a rough go the first.
Don't forget they get Willie Snead back.
They get Willie Snead, Justin. The Herm, he's really banking on that Willie Snead return. But you know what? Was Ted Ginn, I think, was listed above him in the depth chart, and he was killed it last game,
well,
too.
Well, he's above him in the depth chart because he's going to start on the outside, and Snead's going to be in the slot, I think. So I think that's the way that's the reason for them being listed like that. But I don't know. I heard something, I was reading something on Twitter, something like that, like Sean Payton is just over Snead because of the suspension, and like, it's a question mark how much he's going to be involved in his offense going forward.
Yeah, but he was over Mark Ingram, and now Mark Ingram's most consistent back in the backfield. I mean, so Laura knows what Sean Payton says and does. So, like, because he was done going into this year. Ingram, that was the one back you didn't want on that team. And now he's the one back you should for sure have on that team. And the other two backs are, Agent Peterson's done.
Yeah.
And then Kamara, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the Sproles guy there now, but he's going to be the guy there in the future, I think. New Orleans kicked the shit out of this team.
Who'd we pick?
We both picked the Panthers.
God damn it.
We talk shit about them. Yeah. We drank
I talked shit about the Saints too, so I was like, I couldn't remember who I'd picked in that game.
Going to the next game is the Falcons at Detroit. This was actually a really good game here. Falcons end up squeaking by at the end because they took away that Detroit touchdown, which
like Golden Tate.
Golden Tate was like
on the six inch line.
By the way, if he scores that touchdown, do you break the league scoring record?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to.
Oh.
I'm not even sure if I started Golden Tate last week, to be honest.
I think you did because you sat Mark Ingram against whoever the hell they were playing.
I don't have Mark Ingram.
Not Mark Ingram. Mike Evans.
Did I sit Evans?
You have Mike Evans, don't you?
I do have Evans.
Yeah. You sat his ass against
Minnesota,
the Vikings.
Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah.
Hashtag Rhodes closed. Yeah. I don't know. I have to go back and look. That might have done it for me.
I noticed you sat Mark Cooper and him, and I was like, damn, man. Miller's squad's that fucking deep that he can sit the two elite guys.
I had to make that comment when Herman was like, it's like, I'm debating starting, like Bilal Powell, like some other piece of trash. And I was like, yeah, man, I hear you. I'm debating if I should start Golden Tate or Amari Cooper or Mike Evans.
Yeah, man, did you think that was a touchdown or was he down?
I think he was down. I think it was the right call.
Yeah.
Everyone on the internet was like, oh, Detroit got screwed again. Like, I think that was pretty clear with the right call.
Yeah, I think he just barely didn't score
that touchdown.
It was close,
look.
Was it The Falcons, again, they got they lose the week before. They're down 3-0.
They're undefeated.
I think they're undefeated too. They're steamrolling a little bit. That was a close game, but you know what? I think the close games that make you the games that make you the better team. So I think that's actually
they
good
look
for them.
Good.
Yeah, there's no Super Bowl hangover at
Detroit
all.
Detroit might be a little better than we thought as well.
They killed us.
Well, yeah.
Did they win week one? I forget.
Who can remember?
But they beat us week two, and they barely lost to probably the best team in the NFC in the Falcons last week. The Falcons ended up covering the spread. We both picked the Falcons, so that was good on us.
Thank you, Golden Tate.
Moving to Tampa Bay and Minnesota. Minnesota, man, week one, legit. Week two, whack. Week three, legit again. And they
Who knew? Casey Kasem.
Case Kasem comes in. Well, do you think Bradford's done? Or do you think like he's just not coming back? His shoulders.
As the foremost expert on Bradford's knee, he's not done, but it's a multi-week injury.
You think he's gonna be back? Not be back for the bye break? For the at least 4 or 5 weeks here.
It's been what? This is the second or third week.
This is
the
second week he's out.
Second
this
week
is going into the third.
Okay,
week.
So he's gonna miss this week. He's probably back in the next week or so. I don't know when their bye is. Is it week six or seven?
I'm assuming it's like week nine or something like that, midway through the season.
Yeah, I can't remember when it is. But I think it's actually going to be pretty close between who's back first, him or Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they actually do
you
in
start
that
Bradford.
Sense.
Bridgewater hasn't played, especially if your team is winning.
Yeah.
You got to start
If Bradford's Bradford. Healthy, I think they got to start him. But they also got to get Bridgewater some work and get him in the games if they think he's the future of this team.
I don't think he's the future of this team.
I think they think that. They wouldn't have picked up his option.
They also traded like a first-round pick for Bradford.
True.
They gave up a lot for Sam Bradford, so they want to win.
But Bradford's a free agent after this year.
I don't know what the
Bridgewater is signed, so they want – I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that coming off that terrible injury, man, you don't know what you have in Bridgewater.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I mean, if he's healthy and they're comfortable with it, I think he gets his job back.
Yeah, but you never want those non-contact. He I don't know what he did to himself, but he was gone for over
18
a year.
Months, yeah.
Because he got hurt in spring training camp, and he was out beyond the year.
Yeah, no,
in a bad injury. Tampa Bay ended up getting shut down, and Diggs.
We got this so wrong.
Yeah, we both. We both picked Tampa Bay here. No line. We like easy pick them.
Yeah, I think it was minus 10, but I think it was minus 2 or something. Whatever it was. I mean, we're fucking so long.
Yeah. I honestly, Mike Evans got shut down. The whole Tampa Bay team got shut down.
I was not surprised about that. I mean, obviously I benched Evans, so that didn't surprise me. But Tampa Bay's defense shocked me. I think they have like a bunch of injuries on that defense. And they looked awful. They got torched.
A person who's in Europe right now, his ears going to perk up, but Diggs looks good, man. I think Diggs might be for real.
Diggs, I don't disagree with that. I think he's kind of always been for real. He's just always had nagging injuries.
He was good last year, but then he kind of slowed down.
He was hurt. He had a groin injury or something. Mm-hmm. He's good. He can play.
Going to a game that we both got wrong. We thought it was going to be an absolute blowout. The Patriots hosted the Texans here, and the Texans put up a fight. That defense
Deshaun
is still
Watson
good.
Deshaun Watson played really well.
The game three, the second game he started, he looked pretty good. He won his first game. He almost beat the Patriots in New England. You can't. Can't say anything.
I think
about
New England's defense is going to be a problem for that team going forward.
New England?
Yeah, their defense is just not good.
I would, if it was any other team, I'd agree with you, but it's the Patriots, man.
They'll figure out a way.
They'll figure it out. They'll make a trade.
Start starting Brandon Cooks at cornerback or something.
Yeah, they'll do something. You know what? They're just known for making their adjustments.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you.
Do.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Plus that offense, I'll take that offense any day, man. Again, Gronk and Brady hooked up.
That was such a sick throw by Brady with the game-winning throw. He got hit on that throw, fadeaway, just
to Brandon Cooks.
Perfect, yeah.
Oh my! And it was a great catch by Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught it in the edge of the end zone and
a sick play.
Again, that's you just can't beat these guys, man. Yeah, even in Madden, I was playing them in Madden, and I had them, and I thought I had them.
You never count them out.
No, you never count these dickheads out. Next game here, the Dolphins at the Jets. Surprised me because I thought the Jets were utter trash. Apparently, they're just mostly trash. And the Dolphins. I hate you, Doug. Why every time I start believing in the Dolphins?
Never believe in the Dolphins. Jay Cutler's the quarterback.
Yeah, but it was the Jets, man. Like, you can go out to a local college and get about 22 guys that can put up a good game against the Jets. Come on, man. The Jets, Bilal Powell finally scored a touchdown in not a great way. He had like a bad stat line. He had like something like 10 touches for like 15 yards and a touchdown. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's no one. It's going to be rough finding a fantasy starter on the Jets. My boy, I picked up this guy, Robbie Anderson, the other day. He looked pretty good.
Well, he had. If you take away that one play, he didn't have a great.
Hey, it's a 90-yard touchdown. Yeah, I'm not taking that away.
Well, then it's like saying to Travis Benjamin's pretty sweet, too. It's like, all right, well, every once in a while, I'll catch a big one. But the guy to own that team,
Curse,
if anybody,
is Curse crazy. Has been really good. Yeah,
yeah, he's obviously got a rapport with
McCown?
Question mark? Is that their quarterback?
Yeah.
You know, it was a weird thing this offseason. There was a bunch of just middle-aged, like, old white guy quarterbacks that were just starting on teams that had never really started ever. It was like Glennon and Hoyer and McCown. It's just like, hey man, we just need a quarterback for this year. We're gonna get in the draft.
Yeah, the bad QB market was pretty hot.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In the NFL, this NFL, you can't, if you have a QB, you can't get rid of the guy. Like, that's the one guy on your team that you can't balk on. You'd be like, no, we're gonna sign this guy to his deal. Which I don't get with the Redskins. You have a QB. He's pretty good. I would say he's a top 12 guy.
Yeah.
And they want to disrespect him every year, man. He's gonna walk, and they're gonna be upset about that because he's gonna
play. Yeah, they're gonna be fucked.
Yeah, because he's decent. He finally had a good game. Well, you know what? Let's get to that game. I forget about it. Where are we here? It was Washington.
What the fuck happened to Jay Ajayi this week?
He was shut down, man.
The Jets have gotten run over by everyone.
Where did Washington play?
Washington Monday night, they kicked the shit out of Sunday Night Football.
Oh, you know, we'll get to them later. Okay. Yeah, we'll get to them later. I didn't realize it was Sunday Night Football. So the Jets, one win. They're still garbage. Then our team.
Come on, Herman. Even the Jets can do it.
Our team, 0-3, man. The Eagles. The second I saw Wing punt that ball 25 yards, I was like, we lost this game, man. For sure, the Eagles are going to catch a ball like 25 yards.
Full confession, I didn't watch them during this game. Took a nap during the old 1 o'clock games, but I was surprised to see the stat line. Maybe you can shed some light on this, but the Giants' stat lines on offense look pretty good.
It was all the fourth quarter, bro.
Okay,
we didn't do really anything. I think we were shut out until the fourth quarter. We scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, so
I thought Eli was gonna get the shit kicked out of him by this Eagles defense.
Beckham went nuts. He caught two.
I saw the TD catches.
He scored the one at the corner of the end zone when they were in the red zone. That was a great catch.
One handed. That was sick.
The other one, he beat everyone and then scored a touchdown.
And then disrespected our entire country and all my beliefs. And he remembered when he pretended to be a dog.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything as so disrespectful in my entire life. Because he's not a dog.
He's actually a receiver.
He's a person, but he was pretending to be a dog.
Well, if you want to go to that real quick, there are people
just cut him.
Freaking
just
out.
Just cut him.
Like, why?
Just cut him. People are out there burning season tickets and jerseys and shit because of this protesting. We just got to burn Odell Beckham.
10 years ago, I mean, it was even maybe more that, when Randy Moss fake mooned the crowd.
Yeah, and nobody but Joe Buck gave a shit.
But no, people were up, at least the media was up in arms. Like, yeah. He got suspended for that, or he got, like, fined.
He got fined, yeah.
And I was like, for that? Like, that was, like, the most... Because apparently the Green Bay fans moon the bus when they the visitors bus when they leave. So I was like, all right, he's playing around with the fans. It's a thing. And they're like, oh my God, he should be more respectful. It's like, first of all, this is a fucking game. Let's all remember, this is for our entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't care if the guy jumps in the stands and then does like a fucking kick line with the audience.
I agree with you.
Like, I think the more flamboyant, the better. You know?
It's just so stupid. I hate everyone. I hate every moron who calls in the WFAN. I hate all the media. I hate all of it. It's so fucking dumb.
And then if I have to hear one more thing about people standing or sitting for this national anthem, man, you know, it's like, who cares, bro?
But you know what's going to happen with Beckham?
Well, he's going to leave?
No, they're literally, I'm telling you right now, he's either going to leave, not on his own choice. So the fact that the owner is making a big deal about this, to me, is terrifying as a Giants fan, because it means one of two things. He's either doing that because he wants to get his price down as a contract extension. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to give him whatever he wants to be the highest paid receiver in the league.
You should give him more money.
So he's publicly putting this out there to lower so he thinks he'll lower his contract demand. Or two, he's actually really upset about it and he doesn't want to sign him because of his antics. When it's like, good, I hope when he's with the fucking Redskins and he's doing this and he's fucking rolling around the floor like a dog scoring touchdowns against us, I hope you're upset about it. Like, get off your fucking high horse. Our kicker was beating the shit out of his wife 25 times last year and nobody gave a fuck. Like, and where were you then? Hell yeah. And but Odell Beckham impersonated a dog.
And the kicker is the most replaced part.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is fucking mind-boggling to me.
What? I don't care. Like, unless he whipped his dick out, bro. Like,
just... I wouldn't even care if he whipped his dick out. As long as he does nothing that gets a flag or gets like...
You would for sure get a flag.
Or as long as he doesn't do anything that gets a flag that costs the team a game or like do something to get himself suspended so he's not there playing, mm-hmm. do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I don't care about the 15 yards on the kickoff, man. Like,
depends if it's a close game. Eh, you know, it probably doesn't matter. Bro, with the new kickoff rules, it really doesn't matter.
No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Again, this was a heartbreaking loss. They get that big pass.
I saw that 61-yard field goal.
We both picked the Eagles here. Apparently, the Giants want to cover this one. They were getting six. But yeah, we're 0-3, man. And
it's over.
We're not going to do nothing this year. Again, like, hey, let's look to the draft. Let's get a good pick. Hopefully they lose out.
But they're not going to. They're going to win in 7 or 8 games. Just you wait.
Right when we're like 5-1-6 or 5-1-5, yeah. We'll go on a little run, make ourselves like 500, and be like, oh, well, that's awesome. Then we'll lose out.
Yeah.
that's the Giants' way sometimes to get that middle round pick instead of that elite pick.
You got to get that.
Yeah. Going to the afternoon games, we have Seattle at Tennessee. Tennessee looked pretty good. And then we were both wrong about DeMarc Murray being done. He obviously played the whole game and killed it.
But you weren't something with some.
But your hearsay on this podcast and your venom against DeMarc Murray made Kuhn sit him. And Kuhn is not like he has a better option than DeMarc Murray.
I did find that hilarious. I saw DeMarc Murray rip off that like 70-yard touchdown, and I went to refresh the scores because Kuhn was down by like a bunch. And I was like, oh, I wonder how many points I did. I didn't feel like doing the math in my head. And it didn't change. And I'm like, refresh, doesn't change, refresh, doesn't change, refresh, doesn't change. And I click on it finally, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? You already start like James White over him?
He started James White over. Yeah. And I mean, it's
only been one. I'm in your head, Kuhn. I'm in your head.
It's only been 1 week, man. You got to at least see what the second week's about. You know, it's like he had a bad week two, right? He didn't have a good week one.
Yeah.
But it was like week two looked like he lost his job almost, right? You still got to start him, man. It's not like you have, like, a plethora of options in the queue. It's not like you started, like, Amir Abdullah or, like, another, like...
Montgomery. Yeah, like, you don't have...
A fringe...
Tevin Coleman, even. Yeah, like, no.
A fringe quarterback that you could just start.
James White in half-point PPR. Not great. Yeah.
No, you can't be doing that, bud. And DeMarco Murray's an elite guy if he's starting, if he's playing. So, yeah, well, I think you're
Geppetto'd him.
Yeah, you puppet mastered this poor man. He's... Yeah, I mean, it's no good, Kuhn. It's a bad look for you that you got so mind-controlled by Miller. Take the blue pill. Get back into the Matrix. All right, yeah, we'll go into this actual game. Tennessee ended up beating
Seahawks.
What
did we pick? What was the spread?
I picked... This is...
I think I picked Seattle.
You picked Seattle. I picked Tennessee. The Tennessee was... I think they were giving away 3 points. And when Seattle looked good, man. I don't like... We both said it before.
Seattle's offense looked... Apparently, on paper, at least, looked good this last week. Russell Wilson had 4 touchdowns, right? Doug Baldwin had a nice game.
I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I think they put up a lot of points. I did not watch this game either.
Going to Cincinnati and Green Bay. This you had this 100% right. It wasn't your lock of the week or anything, but Cincinnati ended up having a close game against Green Bay. Apparently they take Green Bay. They play Green Bay really close. I had no idea.
Green Bay's O-line also is really banged up.
They ended up winning with a free flag, free play. He hits Geronimo Allison for like a 77 yard almost touchdown.
It's uncanny. I've never seen anything like it. Like, he's not only really good at getting guys to jump, he's then good at like completing those plays. Like, it's incredible.
And it's not like for a 5 yard guy.
No, he's always taking like 60 yard shots downfield because it's a free play and he completes them.
I say if you're Aaron Rodgers, you just send your guys on streaks and long posts and you just. It's a punt if they pick you, bro. Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah. Man. You see what happens.
His completion percentage on passes over 50 yards has to be like 40% or something.
I want to say his completion percentage on free plays has got to be in the 90s. Because now that I'm aware of it, now that you've like, broken the glass of that, every time I'm like, oh, no, it's a free play for Rodgers. Here's a touchdown.
It's almost like when it's a free play, like the defense relaxes or stops playing as well.
Why?
I know, I hear you. It's totally dumb, but it seems like that all the time.
You have to pick the ball off to like make the guys accept the penalty at that point.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because like if you watch them, it's like it's just like pitch and catch. Like no one on the defense is giving a fuck.
Maybe it's just it's Rodgers being one of the best receivers. I'm sorry, best quarterbacks in the league, and his receivers are all quality, man.
I did see Eli try to do it. That was one of the few highlights of the game. I saw Eli try to do it when he's...
Well, but didn't Beckham get pulled down? He got hurt on that play, didn't he?
Well, but it wasn't offsides. It was a penalty on the Giants. Eli threw the pick. Yeah. He was like, free play. And he goes and tries to do it. He throws a pick. And there was a penalty on the Giants.
I think a lot of people are blaming Eli, but I don't feel that it's Eli's bad.
Line is terrible.
There's no.
He hasn't been good, but the line is awful.
Well, I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers as good where he's going to put the team on his back and win the game. But he's good where if you give him the tools, he will get you the wins. And this year...
He's Carson Palmer at this point.
He's great. No, he's been better than Carson Palmer. Oh,
Carson Palmer's third in the league in passing yards.
Well, no. He's better than... I think in a career, he's been better than Carson.
Oh, no, I'm saying right now.
Oh, I don't know. He's not even Carson Palmer right now because we have no run game to speak of. And if I have to watch... I don't know the guy's name is Jenkins. What's the guy's name? It's Perkins. If I have to watch Perkins get one more run
just
where...
fucking cut him.
Cut him, cut Flowers, cut everyone on the O-line and just... I don't know, man. They all suck. Jerry, I can't. We ended up losing that Eagles game because he had that holding penalty, which brought us out of field goal range. We had to punt the ball, and it was a big fucking mess. I think we kicked the field goal. I don't even remember. All I know is we got screwed because of our O line stinking. But the Tennessee Titans, they cover. I'm sorry, the Green Bay Packers. I picked them. You picked Cincinnati. Cincinnati covers. Kansas City. This is going to be a bane all year because they're going to.
I'm fine with it.
They beat the Chargers outright here. They were giving up three, and they win, man. Again, 3-0. Now, can you admit they're one of the best teams in the league, or they still suck to you?
They're fucking trash.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, I never said anything about.
Tyreek Hill.
Kareem Hunt is good. Tyreek Hill is good. They have individual pieces that are good. Kareem Hunt's good. Tyreek Hill is good. Marcus Peters is good. The rest of that team.
Defense looks good.
Justin Houston's pretty good. The rest of that team is absolute trash.
Give Feinberg a
mostly
break.
Mostly Alex Smith.
Well, I still not sold on him. But give Feinberg a break. This is one of the elite teams in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll see.
They beat the Patriots, man.
I don't care. The regular season.
Who beats them on the regular season? The Patriots every time the regular season ends, they're like 13-3.
I seem to recall the Chiefs beating the Patriots in the regular season 4 or 5 years ago, destroying them like 47-3.
It happens every once in a while, man.
Yeah.
Kansas City. Still steamrolling, the 3-0. And by the way, I don't think the Chargers are going to win that division. They're going to 3-0.
The Chargers, I think, have lost. I read this the other day. I think the Chargers have lost their last 16 games that like have been decided by 3 points or less. Like, that team is literally the unluckiest. Combined with all the ridiculous amount of injuries they have, that team is the unluckiest team in the NFL.
To have that stat, you're unlucky. To lose that many games by one score
is insane.
Unlucky.
I'm off the Chargers. I'll take the L on that. That's over.
The Oakland Raiders at the Washington Redskins Sunday Night Football.
Kirk Cousins coming out back.
He's back. Beat the crap out of Oakland.
He was locked in.
David Carr played pretty bad. So bad that James offered me him in trade for Kirk Cousins, in fact, this week.
Straight up?
No, he was going to give me a third-round pick, too.
You didn't take that? I would have taken that.
I don't know. I like Kirk Cousins.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, I was trying to work my magic a little bit. I have no magic. I suck with these trades. but he was that down on him. He had a bad game. I think the Raiders
would be fine. Redskins D looked really good.
The Redskins are for real.
That front seven, they were killing Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were hitting him every play. And Kirk Cousins was just, I mean, you could tell from the second that game started, he was locked in. Oakland secondary is trash.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they draft defensive?
They drafted a corner. He's been banged up a little bit. Some guy who was like accused of rape or something. I don't know.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
It's because it's Raiders. It's like typical Raiders.
Sure. Then we have the spread here. I got it right. I picked the Raiders. They ended up losing by a small margin here. And you picked the Redskins. Then it's Monday Night Football. We both got that right. Both picked the Cowboys in a... thrilling defeat. Either Larry Fitzgerald and Carson Palmer
Fitz lit it up.
Went and did their thing,
yeah,
man.
Palmer got himself off the list.
Yeah, man.
So what do we have for the season? What's the records?
All right, I am 21-26, and you are 22-25. You had a 6-10 this week. You had a rough week, and I went 7-9. I've been steady at 7 wins. So I have a 7-8, 7-9, 7-9. You've You were 7-8, 9-7, and then 6-10. This was a bad week for you. It wasn't pretty. All right, so let's move on to this week in the NFL. Let's start picking some games here, Mike. All right, what do we got here
tonight? Actually, going on right now. Which I do not know what the score is. So
this is the first time we've seen the we haven't seen a preview of the Thursday night game when we've done the podcast.
Bears at Packers. Green Bay's minus -7. I am gonna take Green Bay in this.
I'm gonna go with you, man. Rodgers and company. They kicked the shit out of the Chicago Bears, man. I like Green Bay, and I'm not gonna fall victim to having the Bears have a good game against the Steelers, and then think they're gonna play the same way against the Packers. All right, Mikey. Sunday again, 9:30. Another London game here.
London.
I think they're gonna send a Florida team out to New England because it always seems like it's Jacksonville and Miami that's going out there to play.
I heard they want to put Jacksonville out there, right? Isn't that the rumor?
They should put. I think they have to put at least two teams out.
Jacksonville to the fucking moon.
I think they have to put two teams out there, though.
Really?
Well, because they play each other twice a year. That means that's two times that those two teams don't have to travel.
Who else would they put out there?
I'd fucking put the Chargers out there. They're not drawing anybody.
You can't move them again. Moved them.
They moved in state. No one cared. I'd move them way across the world, and maybe someone might give a shit.
It's not the worst idea.
What they're not filling up a fucking soccer stadium, man. The soccer stadium fits like 25,000 people or something. All right. I'm gonna go with the Saints, man. I'm not on that Miami juice. I'll take the Saints. Are they getting 3 points?
They're laying three.
They're laying three. I'm gonna take my Saints. I like the Saints.
I'm gonna take the Dolphins with the 3 points.
You cheeky bastard. All right, Mike. 1 o'clock. The start of the 1 o'clock games here.
Panthers at New England. New England minus -9. As I do probably all year, I'm gonna take New England.
I'm not gonna. I'm on the New England train. Toot toot. I don't care how big the spread is. I'm not going to not pick them and lose. Detroit at Minnesota.
No, skip one. Dallas.
The Rams at Dallas. Dallas got beaten by 7.5. Rams have been playing pretty good. You know what? I like the points and the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams.
I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Oh, again. All right. The Cowboys. All right, Mike. Detroit at Minnesota.
Let's skip this one and get back to it because I don't know what the line is because it's got updated today because of Bradford being out. So it was give me a sec. I'll pull up the line. Okay. We'll just go to the next game.
So, Mike, the Tennessee Titans at Houston Texans. Tennessee's laying down 1.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee here.
Oh, back on the Tennessee train.
I just think Houston's one of the worst teams in the league.
I'm going to also agree with you, Tennessee. I like Tennessee. They got a bunch of weapons out there, and they look back in form. All right, Mike. Saxonville at the Jets. This is an even week here, but I'm going to take Saxonville, baby.
Yeah, no chance. I mean, 3 points, 3.5 points. Come on, you got to take the Jaguars here.
Two out of three games, they kicked the shit out of their team.
Yeah,
so
the Jets have just failed to show up most weeks.
All right, Mike, the Battle of Ohio. Cincinnati Bengals lane three at the Cleveland Browns. Are you on that Cleveland train getting points here? In Cleveland, if there's ever a time to bet against them, it's a lowly the Cincinnati Bengals away at their home in the Brown Stadium here. I don't know what stadium they play in because I've never seen a game there.
I'm going to take the Bengals.
The Bungles.
I'm totally disrespecting the hashtag brand here, but
Mike, I'm still on the train, Mike.
Vontaze Burfict's back. Miles Garrett's back too as well, though. So
I'm gonna go Browns. This is my last week, Browns. If you screw me this week against the shitty Cleveland,
this Detroit game actually has a pick 'em. So
it's a straight up line.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. So, it's Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings here at Minnesota Vikings home. I'm gonna take. I like Detroit. Really played well. You know, I'm gonna take Minnesota Vikings.
I'm gonna take the Vikings as well.
I think the Minnesota Vikings are for real this year. The Steelers, who are maybe pretenders, versus the Baltimore, who are maybe – this is the pretend game
this
right
is
here.
These two teams are both equally trash.
Yeah, but this is
divisional game, divisional rivalry game.
Baltimore always plays the team tough, but I feel that the Steelers always get the better of them.
Steelers minus -3. Ugh, Steelers on the road giving up 3 points. I'm going to take the Steelers, regrettably.
All right, James, we're taking your Steelers, bud. All right, both of us, because I like the Steelers too. I think that they always beat the Ravens, man. I don't see the Ravens ever beat these guys. The Buffalo Bills, the for-real Buffalo Bills at at the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to Atlanta all year, man. I don't care about the Bills. I'm taking Atlanta. Matty Ice and company.
8 points, yeah. I'm going to join you and then the Falcons as well.
4 o'clock games. They are starting now, Mike, with you.
Giants at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is laying 3. I'm going to take the Giants plus 3 here.
Tampa Bay looked pretty bad last week. The Giants, the Eagles might be a real good team, actually, so I don't know. You know what, Mike? I'm going to agree with you, man. I want to root for my team here. I'm going to go and take my G-men. We're going to get off the schneid, and we're going to get pick one up against the Tampa Bay Bucks. This
can't
week.
Lose all of them.
Philadelphia at the Chargers, man. I actually think the Philadelphia's pretty decent this year. I think their defense is pretty good. They're just getting the breaks, really. I don't know. I'm going to go Philly. I think the Chargers laying down a point. I'll take Philly.
I'm taking the Chargers.
Chargers. Hey, look, man. They lose every close game.
they're due.
All right, Mike.
49ers at the Cardinals. Arizona's laying 7. I'm going to take the Niners plus 7 here.
I'm going to agree with you. I'll take the points.
That's too many points to give up.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals aren't that good. Yeah. The Raiders at the Broncos. I want to take 2.5. I'm going to take the Raiders. I think they get back on the right track here. They play a good game.
I'm going to take the Broncos. I think they win by a touchdown.
Oh, you think they're all right. Now, our Sunday night football game, Indianapolis Colts at the Seattle Seahawks. Can Brisket, or is it Bridget?
Is Brisket going to be cooked?
Seattle looked pretty rough, too.
Seattle's looked pretty cooked as well.
Yeah. Mike, who's winning this? Well, Seattle's giving up 13.
Seattle's giving up 13 points. I'm gonna take the Colts and the points.
The Colts and the points. I'm going to say that the Seattle just stomps them at home. I like Seattle here. I know it's a lot of points to be laying down, but I'm going to take Seattle. Now, Monday Night Football.
We already know. I'm taking the Redskins plus 7.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, man. I think the Chiefs steamroll this, beat these bitches. I'm with Feinberg on this. I feel that if I'm going to ever overcome you, it's going to be through the betting on the opposite of the Chiefs against you.
That's Feinberg's fantasy football logic as well.
Let me just write down the old Miller. All right, now we're done with real football. Let's move on to fantasy football.
Oh, are we going to do the lock of the week?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Lock.
I need my sheet back so I can...
My bad. This is your sheet.
All right.
Let's go to the Craig Carton, Memorial Craig Carton Lock 'em Up of the Week. Mike, who's your Lock 'em Up of the Week?
I am going to possibly regret this, but I'm going to take Denver.
Lock 'em.
Minus 2.5.
Lock 'em up. Eagles are taking down the Chargers, bro. Lock that shit up. All right. Now moving on to a little bit of fantasy. Moving on to our league here. Let's quickly review the last week and see what happened.
I think
happened.
I was right. Did I say I was going to beat Cheese by 80? I think I did.
You kicked the shit. Well, you had it. I mean, I'm giving Cheese a hard time.
No. I beat Cheese by 80. I said I was going to do it.
let me just get to that week. Week 3. All right, week 3. All right, so let's start off with me versus James. I lost by 16. I just 113 to 129. Again, I just can't get it done this week.
Nothing's going right for you.
I sat Cousins. Amir Abdullah. So, I mean, I left some points on the bench. I think he left some points on the bench too. But again, I just can't get over the hump. I outscored most of the league. I think it was like the fifth highest score in the league, which isn't. I mean, it's not the greatest, but
yeah.
But again, I'm down on my team, real down. Again, good win, James. You bitch. Going on to the buzzsaw, taking down the whatever the opposite of the buzzsaw is, and Justin. Justin has a meager 82 points versus Wiz. Wiz got lucky. He only scored 94, but he right week to
got
do
got the
it.
Herman bye.
Got the Herman bye. He laid that bitch up. Wiz going forward, man. Hopefully the Ravens get back on track. Your team's not looking the greatest without those guys going nuts. next game, I should say, is Steve. You're lucky that Miller puppeteered Kuhn, because if Kuhn plays DeMarco Murray, you for sure lose that game.
Really? How close was it?
He only won by 5.
Oh!
And I didn't realize that. I don't know what DeMarco Murray scored, but that
one
touchdown.
Oh, I'm sure. For sure he outscored White by more than 5 points. Did nothing.
Yeah, White, I'm going to say, had probably less than 5 points.
Yeah, he had less than 5 points.
So Steve was the beneficiary of the Geppetto wing.
Send me a thank you note, Steve.
He's the beneficiary of the Geppetto wing that happened on the podcast. So Steve, 2-1, good for him. Cheese scored 115 points. Good job. You have the biggest margin of victory. Big Sean lost this week. Miller scored 191 points. You had him.
Told you I was going to be in my ED.
You had him by the start of the afternoon games.
I had him by Thursday night.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, I think he scored over 115 by, like, the end of the afternoon games. Cheese, that was a rough one because, again, like myself, you would have beat most of the league this week, just happened to be playing the wrong guy. What? Oh, did you take a look at tonight's game?
Ty Montgomery was just left the game on the opening drive. Sorry. That's breaking news. Not good for you, Cats.
Yeah, is it bad?
I don't know. I just got that update.
That's bad. Okay. Feinberg, again, I told you, bro. I said that my lock last week was Feinberg. He was coming back to beat Donk. The Donker couldn't hold off the Feinberg.
Donk has had a rough time of it.
Yeah, Donk.
How many points did he score this week?
He scored 112. He was like this. He was in the top six.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah, so again, I told you, bro. Kareem Hunt, the 70-yard touchdown, bro. The guy's
killing it. Averaging 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, I think you're lucky that David Johnson went down. Or else Feinberg would have been real tough to play this year.
Well, David Johnson's coming back. So.
I mean, not this year, man.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's on the IR. He's going to be to like the playoffs at least.
Week 8 or week 10 or something like that.
Oh, really? He's actually going to come back?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well, he's your real test this year, Miller. Again, he beats you every year anyway in the playoffs.
Hey, anything can happen.
And then back on track is Gillis Slit Your Throat. Gillis Slit Your Throat, that's a launch pad.
Yep.
He beat the shit out of Woods. Woods scoring the low of the week. And I think launch pad had the second highest. So good for you, launch pad. Oh, third highest. James had the second highest. Fucking James. All right, man. So that was wrapping up week 3. Let's move on to our prognostications of week 4. Actually, before we do that, let's go to our let's do a quick review of the. Well, we'll do that after. I'll do the standings where we are actually. All right. So week 4, I'm against Shane Falco. I can't say I'm going to win, man. Especially hearing this Montgomery news. I think Woods beats me this week. I my team sucks. You know, I've never won a game in September in your league. Not once.
Really?
Third year in a row, I've gone 0-4.
That's actually very impressive.
I started off 0-4 the first 2 years and 0-3 this year.
It's just a slow starter.
I think I finished 5-7 the first year, and then I finished 7-6 the second year. So I mean, the second half has always been better for me, but again.
Not off to a good start.
Not off to a good start. So
I'm going to pick your Cats.
Stop doing it, bro.
Just like the Giants, this is your week.
Okay, the Murray group, which is Kuhn versus the Buzzsaw. I'm going to, well, hopefully Kuhn plays his best guy, this week. But I'm going to take Wiz, man. Wiz on a roll, 3-0.
Yeah, Kuhn, definitely don't bench AJ Green.
Don't. That helped you out so much because that's like, because you have his pick too now. And like, you know, he's not, instead of being 2-1, he's 1-2. And he's going against, you know, now Wiz. Who do you have, Wiz?
I'm going to take Watts.
Yeah, all right. All right. Now it's you versus Steve. It's the champion versus a guy who's vying for the title this year. I'm going to have to take you. I just think your team's pretty diesel this year. I don't see Steve beating you.
I'm going to take Steve.
Shut up.
I don't love my matchups this week, and I think coming off 190 points, you know, I'm due for. I haven't had any bad weeks yet, so I think I'm due.
All right, we got Feinberg at versus Cheese.
Sorry, Cheese.
Yeah, sorry, Cheese. I think Feinberg's gonna whoop that ass. We got Donk versus Justin. Now, this is now Justin. There's no real winner here. Like, there's only losers.
The winner might be whoever loses.
I would be shocked if Justin beat Donk. I'm going to go Donk here. Even though Donk, I have him low in the power rankings. Realistically, I think Donk's team is much better. I think every team is better than Justin's team, except for Cheese.
I'm picking Donk.
I'm picking Donk as well.
Donk needs this slump buster.
You know what, man? Fuck Donk. I've been picking against Donk. It's been jinxing him. I don't want to. You know, I'm going Justin, bro. Justin gets off this nine.
Dude, I looked today at the preview for the week, and it's like, now granted, our site has some awful projections. Those numbers are generally terrible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some semblance of logic to them. So I'm looking through it. It's like projected points. It's like, 110, 105, 120, 120, 120, 120, 110, 105. And then there's Herman at like 81.
Oh, wow.
His projected points are literally 15 points lower than the second lowest person.
Oh, that's rough, man. I think I should go back to Donk. But you know what? Fuck him. I'm going against. Like, you.
Dude, Forte's out. Bilal Powell's going to time to shine. Sneed's back. I mean, if Herman's ever going to win a week.
This upset is a brewing, right? It's this perfect storm for an upset. Got it. I'm saying, Donk, I can't pick for you, bro. Just because now it's funny to me. That's how Miller keeps picking against the cheese and it keeps hurting him. And now the last game of the week, James versus Launchpad. I like Launchpad, man.
I'm going Launchpad.
I think Launchpad team's going to win that. All right, Miller, who's getting the Disco Award? Who's scoring the lowest points this week?
Until further notice, it's going to be Herman.
I'm going to say it's Doc. I got to go Doc. Doc's getting the lowest points this week. All right, now we're going to who's going ham?
Is it going to be Steve or Feinberg? I'll say Steve. His team hasn't really gone off this year yet.
I'm going to say it's going to be Woods just because I've run into some rough scores so far this year.
Don't steal my plan of trying the reverse jinx.
I'm not reverse jinxing it. I think it's going to be Woods, man. Every week I've played a guy that has been like well into like the 120s or something like that. It's been rough. All right. So now everyone's favorite time of the week, the moment we've all been waiting for, is week at the end. I'm sorry. Week 4 power rankings. All right, man. We're going to start here. Number 12. It's got to be Herman. He's done nothing to really separate himself from the pack. I think he scored the lowest in the league.
Did you have Donk last week?
I had Donk. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I gave Donk a break. All right, I'm sorry. Donk moved up one in my book because he scored pretty well. And, yeah, Herman's been just terrible, man. His team sucks. I hate his team.
Has he broke 100 yet?
I don't think he has. I think he's last in the standings because he has, like, no points. The
lowest points, yeah.
Donk, I have him at 11. You move up one. You win, you'll move up more. I have myself at 10. I'm putting myself below.
Keep falling.
Yeah.
Cheese, who you once said was not going to win a game this season.
Well, he's only won the one game against the guy, the dickhead. You know, I still, I'd be really pissed if he goes 1-12.
he ruined it with just because of that one Herman game.
Yeah, the first week of the season. He couldn't let me at least get that going until like the last week of the season. I got number 9 is Kuhn. How could you sit DeMarco Murray on Miller's head games? You're below Cheese for that. Cheese moving up. On my hatred for other people. Cheese here at 8. Then we got Woods. Woods at 7. And then we have the playoff teams. Steve at 6. I think that you should have lost that game, but Miller, Geppetto, Kuhn. That's why I have you at 6. James at 5. He had, you know, if Howard and Le'Veon Bell are going to be playing like that for you, you're going to be a hard team to beat. Launchpad, I can't put you above Watts. Because, you know, I mean, I moved you up from 6 to 4, but, you know, you're on the right direction, Launchpad. Watts, you're steady at 3. Miller, you can't overtake Feinberg, even though you scored buku points. If you don't lose, man, I'm not going to change my 1. All right? And
I like it, Cats.
Number 1, Feinberg. And that will be the power rankings this week. So, Miller, what do you think about the power rankings? You think it's pretty accurate there?
I think it's a very accurate representation.
Like, it's been getting less and less bonkers.
I still don't hate Donk's team as much as you do. It's been hard for me to defend that position as he loses every week. But I think the talent's there.
That's the one thing I disagree with you about. I think the talent's not there. Outside of ODB, his team sucks.
It's fair.
Like, I mean, let's just... I mean, this is extra. This is, you know, for all you fans out there, this is just
I'm
extra.
A Watkins fan, so I'll admit to that.
Let's just go to his lineup real quick.
His QB situation has been rough. Cam has been a fucking garbage.
Yeah, I just want to break down that roster real quick now. Now they're at week 3. This is your roster. Cheese. Arrogant Donk. All right, boom. You got Cam Newton, who's on your official washed up list.
That's right. New addition.
And he's played him every week. Honestly, Donk, he should play Matthew Stafford this week. And you have Tyrod Taylor, too. Honestly, he's played the worst quarterback every week.
It's annoying when.
LeGarrette Blount. Again, he's done dick. I think that Wendell Smallwood might be the...
Blount, you can't. Blount's unstartable.
Yeah, I wouldn't start Blount. Isaiah Correll, another dude I didn't like either. I was like, dude, this guy sucks. His best guy, Mark Ingram, he's been good. You should definitely start him. And Duke Johnson's been pretty good, too. He's had a couple big plays. And Marshawn Lynch, why'd you fucking spend a first-round pick on this dickhead?
He's been pretty good, right? Yeah, I think I don't know what he did last week. He had
24 points in 3 weeks. It's less than 10 points a week. That's not good. You raised to the first. Yeah, I think it was like the 10th overall pick or the 11th overall pick in the draft. You could have had Kareem Hunt.
That's true.
Who's like, I think, fantasy option number one.
Yeah.
So if you didn't overthink it yourself, and you thought you were challenging to win this year, which you're not. Well, he's got a lot of options on it. Like, he's got Wendell Smallwood. He's got a bunch of guys that you don't know who to start. That's the thing, that's his problem. Like, they all could be good this week, but they never are. The guys
consistent,
yeah. His receivers, Robbie Anderson. He's a one-play dude, bro. That's the one, if you take away that one play, his whole season sucks. Corey Davis is not doing anything. Jeremy Maclin is a – Marius Thomas has been a – Sammy Watkins had that one game. All these guys, again, I just didn't like. The one guy is Odell Beckham, which didn't play well the first 2 weeks. Now he's going to – Don't win some games because Odell Beckham will win him some games. But who do you really like besides Odell Beckham?
I like Watkins. I'm
week
shocked
to week, though?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Less on L.A. than I did in Buffalo. But, yeah, I do like Watkins. I don't know. I thought Macklin would be better. I thought Demaryius Thomas would be better. It's every possible thing that could have gone wrong has gone wrong.
Yeah. So that's why I don't. I see it's not so much your team, Don, because it's the players on your team, as I keep saying here. But, yeah, until next week, we will check you guys out later.
Yeah. I thought he was easily top three teams. I thought Crow Ingram and Lynch would be good enough. It's not great, but I thought he'd be good. Oh, you're right. I voted on the way in this time.
It is 14-0 Green Bay.
Adams, motherfucker, and Randall Cobb. And